Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
If you see someone, you know, you look at someone and you go, oh, their relationship goals because their relationship is perfect. Just know that everybody got crap in their relationship.
Yep.
Everybody does, man. Listen to I got to let my boy, well, first of all, it's Hot 96.9. I need to let Mark Feldman, one of our producers, on now. You might know Mark as the guy who retired from radio for 2 weeks and then came back. Mark is here, and he, listen to this, and this has happened to everyone, where you're in a relationship, and you end up basically blowing up your own spot because you're just so mad in the moment. And this happened to him, and it reminded me of a story with me. Go ahead, Mark.
Basically, she told me that I wasn't doing anything nice for her recently.
Which she is your wife, right?
Yes, my wife. Which is true. I haven't been giving her like special nights or whatever.
Right.
The problem is that I was already in the midst of planning something really nice, getting her tickets to a show.
Okay.
So she's yelling at me or telling me that you don't do anything nice for me, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, this girl.
I'm grateful. Say what you want to say.
I bet girl was the word you were looking for.
So it got to the point where I had to basically be like, you know what? I'm doing something nice for you. Here's the proof. And I threw the tickets in her face and I walked away.
Boom. I agree with that, because if you held it in and then later you surprised her, she would have been like, that's because I nagged you into it.
Well, but exactly. You have to think about this, though. If she's already nagging him about stuff, she's probably going to look at it and go, yeah, this is fun, but you need to do stuff more often. You don't do much for her on a more consistent basis.
Yeah, I should.
Right. So even this one thing's not going to be enough.
It's never enough.
This is a good one though that you're doing, because I was around when he was planning this.
Before
you get one night out of it.
Before I got married to Nicole, there was one day where where were we? We were like at the mall or something, and she made a joke about going to look at rings, and I kind of blew it off, and all of a sudden that turned into. Her in the car, we're in the car, in the parking lot, at the mall, and she's crying because I'm not taking the relationship seriously and because I don't want to take it a step further, even though we're living together at this point. And I don't know, you're saying, you're giving me all these signs and you're saying all these things about our future, but you just don't want to take the next step, and the crying and the nagging. And finally I said, I already asked your dad if I could marry you. There. I already asked him.
Wow.
You
really can't win.
That's why you got to do a couple surprises a month. So you build up enough.
Keep it consistent.
It's a consistency.
Don't let things die off. Just keep it consistent.
Well, I'd love to. When's the last time you, Mark, you gave her something special surprise?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a little bit.
What's a little bit?
I don't know, 2016, maybe?
Stop it.
2 years?
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying she's wrong for being mad. I'm just saying, chill out.
Get up. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.